here's a story from The World.
The government of Colombia announced this week that it will grant temporary protected status to nearly 1 million migrants from neighboring Venezuela. This is by far the most ambitious plan across the region to welcome Venezuelans fleeing the authoritarian rule of Nicolas Maduro. Here's The World's Latin America correspondent, Jorge Valencia, with more.
This was a major diplomatic announcement, so it happened in a formal ceremony.
Muy buenas tardes a todos ustedes.
President Iván Duque of Colombia addressed a room full of ambassadors in his country's presidential palace.
Ya la crisis migratoria venezolana supera.
He says that by the Colombian government's estimate, the number of people fleeing Venezuela has exceeded the number who have fled the war in Syria.
Son más de 6 millones de hermanos y hermanas venezolanas que han salido de su país.
More than 6 million Venezuelans have left their country, Duque says, and about a third of them are in Colombia, a country of about 50 million people.
Nosotros hacemos pública la decisión de nuestro país.
That's why, Duque says, the Colombian government will allow undocumented Venezuelans living in Colombia to receive legal status and a government-issued ID good for 10 years. Many Venezuelans already have legal status in Colombia, but about a million do not. President Duque was joined by Filippo Grandi, the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees.
Yo creo veramente que aquí hoy estamos en presencia.
Grandi calls the Colombian government's measure historic. And indeed, across Latin America, unilaterally granting migratory relief to people fleeing the political, economic, and humanitarian crisis of Venezuela is without precedent. So says Maria Clara Roballo of the Venezuela Observatory at the Rosario University in Bogotá.
Esta medida no tiene antecedente en Colombia y ni siquiera en la región. O sea,
Roballo says this is the most ambitious humanitarian plan for the Venezuelan diaspora anywhere. Many Venezuelans have also fled to Ecuador, Peru, Chile, and other countries.
El significado es enorme, realmente como una relación gana-gana.
Roballo says this is a win-win. She says the Colombian government will get a better picture of who's living in the country and will be able to request international aid, not to mention that registering migrants will make it easier for them to get coronavirus vaccines. People with legal status will have fewer difficulties getting work, healthcare, and schooling. But many Colombians are sure to be unhappy. Last month, a national poll found more than 2 out of 3 Colombians have an unfavorable opinion of migrants from Venezuela. Roballo says we have to prepare society at all levels to truly accept the presence of migrants. And while this plan won't take effect for months, many are celebrating. Juan Viloria is a Venezuelan research scientist living in the Colombian city of Barranquilla. This is a surprise, Veloria says. For him, this is good news for Venezuelans who've been fleeing their country for years. He says it's an acknowledgement that millions have been forced to leave.
6 millones de personas al menos han huido del país. Y huir es muy diferente a migrar.
Veloria repeats the number. At least 6 million people have fled, and he says that's telling of the situation inside their country. One question now is whether other countries will follow Colombia's example. And this might be an indication. The ambassadors who attended President Duque's ceremony were from the U.S., Canada, and a handful of European countries. And not a single ambassador from Ecuador, Peru, or any other South American country showed up. For The World, I'm Jorge Valencia.